Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us.
The four-time Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Kim is embarking on his 2023 tour, Soul to Soul, with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Ledisi and their special guest Soul Trial. The tour kicked off on February the 3rd in Columbia, South Carolina, and would travel to 31 states. His debut memoir, Share My Life, A Journey of Love, Faith, and Redemption, will be published next week, April the 4th. The book chronicles his journey of self-discovery from being 19 and homeless to learning how to use his voice to make music that touches millions. Muskegon, the four-time Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, Kim. It's the Afternoon Jams on the phone line, four-time Grammy-nominated, one of my favorite artists of all time, Pride and Joy of Detroit, Michigan. Kim is on the phone line. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing blacknificent right now. People are excited to finally see you in West Michigan.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I know you probably just as excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm excited too. And it's unfortunate that we haven't come to West Michigan, you know, and it's been 20 years since I've been doing this. And this is the first time that we're performing in Grand Rapids. So I'm so excited, as is Music Soul Child and Ledisi. We're going to come and put it down for y'all.
Wow. So will this be your first time, like, forget the performing part. Have you ever been to West Michigan?
Yeah, I have a daughter who's in Kalamazoo, and she actually turned me on to a restaurant in Grand Rapids called 40 Acres, where I had the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life. Sorry, Mama.
Wow. Shout out to your daughter, man. She know what's happening.
Yeah, she know what's happening. Yeah.
So I'm sure you're going to stop by there then. Oh, they're going to deliver it for you.
No, I'll go. Ain't no shame in my game. Look, I love to eat, you know. So I'll go hit them up.
Wow, you've been on tour now. What over a year?
No, well, we were on Full Circle Tour last year with Babyface, and we just started doing these shows in February with the Soul to Soul tour with me, Music Soul Child, and Ledisi. And it's really, you know, these aren't really shows. This is an experience, you know, and even more so. Based on the fact that this is the first time we've been, or that I've been, to Grand Rapids. So to, you know, I'm really looking forward to being there and having you guys experience this music and touch, you know, the fans who are in Grand Rapids and West Michigan who've been supporting me all of these years, you know, so I'm looking forward to being there.
When you think about how far you come from February 28th, 2002 to today, 21 years later, what goes through your mind?
Gratitude, you know, it's gratitude. It's, you know, where did all that time go? You know, I haven't had a real job in 2 decades. that's not true. Look, this is, don't get it twisted. This is a job. I mean, it's a lot of work, you know what I mean? But I'm doing what I love to do and hopefully make an impact in the world. You know, we look at what we do. Everybody who's on stage with me, we look at what we do as ministry. You know, so we're carrying this message of love, you know, in this country and other places around the world. And there is no greater work for us and no greater joy. So we're very, very, very grateful for having the opportunity to do this.
When you dropped your first project and you was independent and you was selling out of your truck, did you think it would sell that many copies?
Our goal was to sell, you know, that was our goal. Our goal was to sell enough CDs to get a record deal. You know, and that's exactly what happened. After it was all said and done, I sold 17,000 units on my own. Whew. Before we got picked up by Motown, you know, and that's what it was, you know, and it's really the love of the people. You know, I'm here having this conversation with you because people loved what I was doing, and we didn't go to radio first. We didn't get a you know, the record companies didn't push us on anybody. You know, I was literally selling CDs out of my trunk, putting this music in the hands of the people, and the people are the reason that that I sit where I sit today, you know, so that's something that I don't take for granted.
Wow. Wow. What a journey. What a story. I'm sure one day the story is going to be on the big screen, right?
That is our hope, you know, and I have a memoir coming out next week. My book is a Simon & Schuster release called Share My Life Fittingly. Mm. And it's we're dropping it on Tuesday on April 4th. We're doing all the rounds, media, Good Morning America on Monday, Tamron Hall on Tuesday. That's if they don't do a perp walk with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, man, that's big news right now. Yeah, that's go. Hey, be standing by, brother, because even though yours is more important for us for healing, but this Donald Trump thing it's blowing up. Like,
you know,
I don't know why people want to see him in cuffs. I guess it's exciting for people want to see him in cuffs.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So we're you know, yeah. So it's been an amazing journey, and my hope is that, you know, to your point, my hope is that one day we'll get to share this story, this journey on the big screen.
Share My Life. So you really are opening up about things that you went through.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And people who've known me and who followed me, you know, you've heard bits and pieces of my story here and there, but the book was the perfect vehicle to really expound on some of my experiences that I think people will identify with, and hopefully, you know, they can take something away from the book that will help them have better outcomes in their life.
Wow. So on this tour, man, what can we expect on April the 8th, Saturday, April the 8th?
Look here, man, look, we don't, you know, we come on stage, we don't take no prisoners, you know, and you know, we come representing Music Soul Child. That's my dude. He sang at my wedding. He's got hit after hit. Lettucey just sold out Carnegie Hall, Grammy Award winner. We've made records and done shows together, you know, over my career. And, you know, it's just great music, good R&B. You're going to laugh. You're going to groove. You know, we're going to party a little bit. And it's just something. It's an experience. Something you don't want to miss it.
Wow. Besides your own music, who do you listen to?
I listen to my contemporaries. You know, I listen to Jill. I'm listening to Anthony Hamilton. I like her. I like SZA. You know, and I'm listening to what I grew up on. I'm listening to the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire, and Patti and Chaka, you know, I'm and Luther, you know, and Anita Baker down the street in Detroit, you know, so, you know, that's the cloth that, I'm musically cut from, you know, and, so I, you know, it's always that the greats are always, you know, on my playlist.
Wow. Now you performed at home, earlier in the month. How was that?
Oh, Detroit, you know. right? Detroit is just love, you know. My career was built on the love of Detroit. Detroit loved me first, you know, and it's always a good time in Detroit. In fact, you know, last year in September we recorded a live album, you know, at the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater on the Detroit River. So the live album, we got the book coming on Tuesday. And then the live album is going to drop next week as well. So that live album is called Anniversary. It'll be available digitally first. We got a vinyl coming later. You know, so we want you to come to the show, but you'll have the Kim live experience at your fingertips next week.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's amazing, man. This second quarter is good for you.
Look here, it was 20 years in the game. This is all of this is commemorating, you know, my 20 years being in the business, 20 years since Chemistry came out, you know, and which is unprecedented. 20 years in the game at the same label, you know.
Wow.
You know, that's a statement. So we wanted to make a statement this year, and that's why we have these wonderful projects coming out at the same time.
I could tell you what, we have some things in common. Our radio station, which I'm the president and founder of, celebrated its 21 year in existence on February the 21st.
There you go.
We started the same year in the same month, and you're 7 days later on February 28th. But we're celebrating together. And I before that, I was in a video game. The Net Morrises of the world was my mentors and big uncles, Toya Hankins. I mentioned her, Montez Miller, all them folks in Detroit helped me because I went to college over there. help us.
Montez
yeah. Miller, my big sis.
Yeah, there you go. Well, congratulations to y'all, man. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you so much. Well, we're looking forward to the show. The meet and greet. I'm giving my daughter the chance to meet you. So she wants to see Kim. And so hopefully she get the opportunity to meet you, part of the meet and greet that North Entertainment put together just for a couple people. And she's looking forward to that. What do you want to say to Grand Rapids?
We want to tell you that we love you and we look forward to seeing you, and that the best is yet to come.
Wow. All right. Keep striving, brother. So honored to meet you. A big fan. A very big fan. Always played your music. Don't even have to worry about it. When you drop, we put it on because we know our sisters love Kim. God bless you, and see you next week, man.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for making time for me today.
Anytime.
Take good care.
All right, you too. Yep. Bye. All right, family. That was Kim. We're going back to more music. It's Afternoon Jams.